Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeForney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Minocqua Chamber of Commerce could not have ordered up a nicer day. This is a picture-perfect afternoon for baseball, and from outside Lakeland High School, I'm Chris Conley, saying the Evergreens are on the air. Welcome to an afternoon of high school baseball as we get ready for a three-day weekend. Going to be an exciting day of baseball here as the Evergreens try and build on a five-game winning streak. We could not possibly have a more exciting game than what we had yesterday. DC Everest was down 7-0 batting in the top of the sixth inning and rallied back for five runs in the sixth and four more in the seventh to stun Wausau West 9-7. Evergreens have won six of their last seven games, and they play Lakeland, which comes off a disappointing loss, 5-2 to Rhinelander yesterday. This is a non-conference game for both of these teams. We'll introduce you now to the starting pitchers. Sean Lutke goes for the Evergreens. He worked one inning, and he worked a scoreless inning, a scoreless third in yesterday's game against West. Ryan McEnroe will be the starter for the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Well, we have a thrilling comeback to talk about with Coach Dave Langman, which we will do after a two-minute break. The Conley and the Coach segment next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Lakeland High School. I'm Chris Conley. We're about 5 minutes away from first pitch between DC Everest and the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Let's use some of that time to chat with Everest coach Dave Langman. The coach has a big smile. Team's on a five-game winning streak, and during that stretch, we've seen Everest go from sixth up to second in the Valley Conference standings, even at 5-5 in the league, and now two games above 500, 9-7 overall. Coach, let's start with the comeback, because as well as the team played in the late innings, the team really struggled in those early innings. I mean, there are a couple of lessons there. The first, obviously, about perseverance.
No, it definitely did not.
You know, we did say that. We kept bringing it up. You know, this is the exact same way our first game went. Only shoes on the other foot. Let's see what happens.
You know, a big part of the game, though, is, too, you kept looking for an effective pitcher. You had a quick hook in the first, second, and third innings, and then you finally found the right pitching combinations to keep them at zero, and that was a big part of the comeback, too.
Yeah, Austin Behrens came over, went and got him from the JV team, and he came over and pitched a phenomenal game for us, kept us right in there, gave us a chance to win, and ended up doing so.
All right, so what happens today? I mean, obviously, this game has a completely different feel. You go out of conference. I would bet you have some kids that are not riding the bus back but are heading up north with family members after this. For all the intensity that we've had in the five-game winning streak up to here, this game just kind of feels more relaxed before we even get started.
Yes, but no. I mean, there's some guys that need some time, and they need to prove some things, too, and they need to get better and get to where they need to be. So, you know, it's going to be a work day for us.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of kids that if you're not a starter, you know, a weekend from now and this game, the playing opportunities get very few if you're not in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it does, but even with that being said, going back to yesterday's game, you had a Nathan Sleaford who was starting on the bench, came in, pitched for the first time all year, put up a zero on the board, wanted to pitch again, and we put him on at second base, goes 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and basically kind of won the game for us with his hitting. And he'd been struggling all year, and, you know, that's what guys got to do, and they got to believe that they can.
What do you know about Lakeland? I mean, they have only 4 losses, and 2 of them are to Antigo, and Antigo looks very good. They're going to get a bye in the first round of the state playoffs. This may be a very good opponent.
Yeah, Mike Wilhelm does a good job with those guys, and you know, I don't know what they are. I haven't seen them at all, but yeah, they're 6-4, and you know, they lost that Rhinelander last night and beat them once earlier this year. So you know, I think they're going to be pretty decent.
We'll check our starting lineup. Sam will have the first pitch coming up after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Yeehaw! Brokaw! Wausau Flea Market, the Wausau area's biggest flea market, is open for the season. Head to the farm on Brokaw Corner Saturday from 8 to 5 and Sundays from 8 to 3. Browse antiques, collectibles, handmade crafts, and more. Want to be a Wausau Flea Market vendor? Booth spaces are still available. Yeehaw, Brokaw! Wausau Flea Market, open every Saturday and Sunday, located at the farm on Brokaw Corners.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
It's Memorial Day weekend and the official start of the grilling season. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no! Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors, all natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break, weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Welcome back to Lakeland High School. I'm Chris Conley, just a few minutes away from first pitch. Ryan McEnroe to pitch for the Thunderbirds against Sean Lutke for the DC Everest Evergreens. Lutke did work an inning yesterday And actually, check that. It was Nathan Sleaford who worked the inning yesterday. Lutke did not start in yesterday's game, although he did get a chance to hit. Sean Lutke came through in the clutch for the Evergreens just when they needed him as the Evergreens rallied from seven runs down. Now from Lakeland High School, our national anthem. Meet the starting lineups first for the visiting D.C. Everest Evergreens wearing their green tops trimmed in gold with the road gray pants. Mason Hagenbusher will DH and will lead off. Hagenbusher caught yesterday against Walsall West. Kyle Zableski will play right field and will bat second. Michael Plaza, 3-for-4 in yesterday's game. Best batting average in the Valley Conference overall. Mike Plaza plays left field and bats third. Cody Cocker moves up to fourth. He'll play third base. Wyatt Brown drops down a spot in the lineup. He'll bat fifth and play center field. Brady Burrell, an injury scratch yesterday, back in the lineup today, batting sixth and playing first base. Burrell was 4-for-4 the last game he played in against Marshfield. Zach Hancock is the starting catcher. He'll bat seventh. Nathan Sleaford bats eighth at second base, and the shortstop Alex Kell will bat ninth. For the visiting Evergreens, Hagenbusher, Zableski, Plaza, Cocker, Brown, Burrell, Hancock, Sleaford, and Alex Kell. Let's meet the starting defense now for the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Playing in left field is Brett Slavinsky. John Aguirre is the starting center fielder, and Sam Killian is in right. In the infield, Nick Peterson at third. Logan Murphy is the Thunderbirds' starting shortstop. Luke Krishka is the second baseman, and Trevor Roseski is at first base. The battery, James Bant, will catch, and Ryan McEnroe is the starting pitcher. Want to make a quick correction on the Lakeland Thunderbirds' record. They are in second place in the Great Northern Conference. This is a league that, just like Spash has run away with the Valley this year, Antigo has run away with the Great Northern. Lakeland's in second place, 7-5 in conference, and they are 12-7 overall. Two of those losses are to first place Antigo, and the Lakeland Thunderbirds lost last night 5-2 to Rhinelander. We will give you the Lakeland batting order when they come up to bat in the bottom of the first inning. Meantime, Ryan McEnroe has completed his warm-up tosses, and we're ready for baseball on Fox Sports Radio. What a nice way to start off the three-day Memorial Day weekend. Left-hander Mason Hagenbusher ready to bat against right-hander Ryan McEnroe. McEnroe with the high leg kick, first pitch, little inside, and we're underway from Minocqua. The general thinking is that Valley Conference teams are better, that it's a higher level of baseball than the Great Northern Conference. But still, their top can beat our bottom. Hagenbusher smacks that foul down the right field line for a strike. It's a ball and a strike to Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher yesterday got one of the hits in the seventh inning to complete that big comeback against Walsall West. He scored twice, too. Mason Hagenbusher comes into today's game. He is one of the Evergreens that's hitting over 300. Batting average 339. Ground ball, slow roller up the middle. Second baseman can't get it. And Mason Hagenbusher singles right through the box to begin the ball game for the Evergreens. First base runner of the ball game. D.C. Everest Baseball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. With clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. Kyle Zableski to bat here. Are the Evergreens going to play for a run early and try and move Hagenbusher over, or does Zableski get to swing away? He's looking down at Coach Dave Langman over at third base to see what his sign is. Now Zableski is in, and Hagenbusher, the runner at first, was taking a long look over, too. First pitch is up high for a ball. Ryan McEnroe, you can see, cuts down on that big leg kick with a runner on first. He has to, so the other team won't steal off of him. And I think that it sure looked like on that first pitch to Zablesky that it impacted his mechanics. And again, he misses up high. Yeah, we see that a lot at the high school level. The pitching mechanics change with a runner on first base. Got to have a quicker delivery to the plate. And then suddenly some pitchers struggle to throw strikes in that situation. Count is two balls, no strikes to Zablesky. There's the better mechanics, and there's a strike on the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike to Zablesky. And he again steps out of the box looking down at Coach Dave Langbeck. He may have had the take until strike one came, and now it's there. Two balls, one strike. Pitch there, misses wide. It's three balls and one strike. 3-1, I love to let the batters swing away. Not all coaches see it the same way, particularly if you're looking for an early lead and you like to get some base runners. He is indeed swinging away, but Zablesky fouls it off behind home plate. Over the backstop and out of play, we go full. Three balls, two strikes. My thinking at 3-1, you let them hit, because you're not going to get any worse of a pitch at 3-2. So you take your rip and try and drive the ball, and if nothing else, you can do it all over again. And here we are with a 3-2 pitch coming to Zablesky. None out and a runner on as we play the top of the first and fouled off what would have been strike three. That looked like that was going to be a pitcher's pitch from Ryan McEnroe. And with Zablesky fouling two off, look at that. Home plate umpire coming here and needs a new game ball. And there's a friendly face who's retrieving a ball for us. We're at three balls and two strikes. We'll do it again. This will be the seventh pitch that Zablesky will have seen in this sequence. And again, in this scenario, nothing wrong with trying to run up a high pitch count here in the first inning against your opponent's starter. So far, Hagen Buescher has stayed at first base. He's got a pretty big lead now. McEnroe's 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The runner is going, throw down to second, and Mason Hagen Buescher is in there. So Kyle Zablesky strikes out on the 3-2 pitch. But Mason Hagenbuescher still moves into scoring position as Mason Hagenbuescher had the hit and run on and was able to take the base regardless. Mason had a pretty good jump there. Michael Plaza. What's Michael's batting average going into today's game? 450. We recalculated after yesterday's 3-for-4 effort. And Mike Plaza had all singles, three of them, in yesterday's win against Walsall West. Got an RBI out there at second base. First ball swinging, got under it and sent it to center field. Just moderate depth for John Aguirre, who makes the catch, throws back into the infield, and Mason Hagenbuescher does not advance on Mike Plaza's flyout to center. When Plaza makes outs, it usually is just like that because he got under it. So now with two outs and a runner on second, it's up to Cody Cocker. Cocker has moved up in the Evergreens lineup. He and Wyatt Brown have flip-flopped. Well, Cocker was batting second in some of the games from earlier this season. Cody Cocker yesterday 0-for-2. He walked twice and scored two runs. Got a lefty batter now as your cleanup hitter. Pitch is over for a strike. Evergreens baseball brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Two outs and a runner on second. So Cody Cocker needs a hit to the outfield to plate that runner. Hagenbuescher with good speed. First time we've seen the off-speed pitch from Ryan McEnroe, and he just misses on the outside corner. And one of the things you want to figure out early about a high school pitcher, can they throw their second pitch for a strike? And just on that one pitch effort, sure looks like McEnroe can. That pitch misses. It's two balls and a strike. Wyatt Brown is on deck. If Cody Cocker can keep the top of the first inning going. 2-1 pitch here. Took something off that. It's hit hard, but right to the second baseman. Bobbled briefly. Second baseman stays with it. The throw is no good. Pulls the runner off. And now a wild throw to third to try and get Hagenbuescher. Goes all the way to the fence, and the Evergreens will get a run on a two-error play. There'll be an error assessed to the second baseman, Luke Krishka, for mishandling the ground ball. Then Trevor Roseski, the first baseman, tried to throw all the way across the diamond to get Mason Hagenbuescher, and he threw wildly, and the Evergreens have a run in. And Cody Cocker goes to second base on the double error. So as the Evergreens have seen some defensive problems of their own, here they are, they take advantage of a Lakeland miscue two of them on the same play to take a 1-0 lead. And while it was a hard hit ball, it was right at Luke Krishka, so this inning should be over. Instead, Ryan McEnroe sees a run score against him, and now there's one runner still there at second base for Wyatt Brown. Brown's first pitch is outside. Lakeland, being an out-of-conference opponent, probably does not have the Wyatt Brown scouting report. Wyatt should be getting a diet of fastballs, means it should be a good day for hitting. Pitch there is down low, and Wyatt's ahead in the count, 2 balls and no strikes, with Brady Burrell waiting on deck. It was migraines that sided Brady Burrell yesterday. He was at school for much of the day, then went home. Pickoff throw to second, almost got it. Cody Cocker didn't realize the second baseman had snuck in behind him. So McEnroe almost helped himself out of the inning, not quite. Instead, 2 balls, no strikes. McEnroe to Wyatt Brown, misses wide, 3 balls and no strikes. Evergreens with a run in on Mason Hagenbusher's single, and then 2 errors on the same play. Pitch outside, and Wyatt Brown has himself a 4-pitch walk. Brady Burrell now bats for the Evergreens. Now, Brady Burrell was kind of quiet at the plate early on. Again, didn't play in the Walsall West game yesterday. And on Tuesday, Brady Burrell was 4-for-4 at the plate, and he was the winning pitcher. That 4-for-4 raises his batting average to a solid .250. First and second, 2 outs. Evergreen's already leading 1-0 against the Thunderbirds. Pitch to Brady Burrell is down low, and that's 5 out of the strike zone in a row from Ryan McEnroe. McEnroe looked like he was off to a solid start. Burrell's a right-handed batter. It's righty against righty here. Here's the pitch, and that's up high. 2 balls, no strikes. McEnroe might need a visit from either his catcher or from the dugout to settle him down here. But again, you've only given up 1 hit. With the error on the ground out, he should be out of the inning, and now suddenly he's struggling to find the plate. He just missed again outside. 3 balls and no strikes. That's 7 out of the strike zone. Evergreen's catcher, Zach Hancock, awaits on deck. I think Brady Burrell probably has to take a pitch here to see if he can load the bases. Here it comes, and it's missed. Back-to-back 4-pitch walks, and the Evergreens have loaded the bases. That's Cody Cocker at third, Wyatt Brown now at second, and Brady Burrell at first. And now there will be, if maybe a little bit late, a visit to the mound to talk with starting pitcher Ryan McEnroe. Coach Mike Wilhelm comes out from the dugout, and his catcher James Bant is making the trip too. Now, Lakeland has the option of huddling up the entire infield here with the bases loaded. Instead, the infielders will hold their regular positions. D.C. Evers Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, Glen Ray Radiators. Zach Hancock got to play as the DH in yesterday's game against West, 1-for-3. It looked like Zach Hancock was going to have an RBI on his one single. Runner was thrown out at the plate, and that pitch is down low. 9 straight balls from Ryan McEnroe, and nowhere to put Zach Hancock. I think Hancock's got to wait until strike one comes, and that one is aimed and bounced in front of the plate. 2 balls and no strikes. Yeah, with the bases loaded and a pitcher who's struggling to throw strikes, the approach at the plate has got to be you take until that first strike comes, and that one is wide of the plate again. 3 balls and no strikes. So the Evergreens are on the verge of getting a run on the cheap. They already lead 1-0. 3-0 pitch coming, and that wasn't even close. That bounced for ball 4. 3 consecutive walks, and all of them 4 pitch walks. And that walk to Zach Hancock walks in a run with the bases loaded. So Zach Hancock gets credited on the scorecard with an RBI without taking the bat off his shoulder. Nathan Sleaford to bat here. Lakeland still just 1 out from ending the inning. First pitch to Sleaford is down low. 13 straight pitches for McEnroe that have not found the strike zone. Sleaford had that double in the seventh that brought in the eighth and ninth run. He was the batting hero, and there's a strike on the outside corner. And the Lakeland faithful show their appreciation for Ryan McEnroe. Really nice facility here at Lakeland High School. We'll talk a little about that as we go through. 2-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner. And the count evens 2-2. So Nathan Sleaford's going to get the green light here. He'll have to protect with the bases loaded. Evergreen's up 2-0. The run's coming in with the benefit of only one hit. Leadoff single from Mason Hagenbusher. Off-speed pitch. Fouled back. We'll do it again. It is Wyatt Brown at third. Brady Burrell at second, and Zach Hancock at first. Sleaford is the eighth batter to come to the plate here in the opening frame. 2-2 pitch again. That's down low. Gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Wyatt Brown at third to score. So now the merry-go-round will be in motion at 3-2 with 2 outs. Which means a Sleaford hit to the outfield probably brings in 2 runs. Chance to stake his team to an early advantage here. 3-2 pitches fouled off down the first base line. We'll do it again. The lead runners here, Wyatt Brown and Brady Burrell, good speed. 3-2 pitch again. Runners going. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch. Bounce to the second baseman. Fielded cleanly. Throw to first, and the inning comes to an end. Could have been worse for Lakeland. The Evergreens load the bases, get 2 runs in. One of the runs is unearned thanks to a pair of errors. At the end of a half inning, D.C. Evers 2, Lakeland coming to bat. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
Lefty Sean Lutke completing his warm-up tosses for the Evergreens. He takes the mound with a 2-0 lead as we play the bottom of the first. As promised, here's the batting order that Lutke will be facing for the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Logan Murphy, the shortstop, leads off. James Bant is the catcher, batting second. Luke Kishka bats third and plays second base. John Aguirre is the center fielder. He'll bat fourth. Brett Slavinsky is in left field. He'll bat fifth. The pitcher, Ryan McEnroe, will bat for himself and bat sixth. First baseman Trevor Rosensky will bat seventh and play first. At the third base, number eight batter, Nick Peterson. And Sam Killian, the right fielder, to bat ninth. For the homestanding Thunderbirds, Murphy, Bant, Kishka, Aguirre, Slavinsky, McEnroe, Rosensky, Peterson, and Killian. And big Logan Murphy. Stand 6-2, right-hand batter against the lefty. High leg kick from Sean Lutke. First pitch is outside. Evergreen's defense, it's Mike Plaza in left. Wyatt Brown is the starting center fielder. And Kyle Zableski's in right. In the infield, Cody Cocker, Alex Kell, Nathan Sleaford, and Brady Burrell left to right. Pitch is fouled off into the screen. It's 1-1. Zach Hancock is the starting catcher for D.C. Everest. And Sean Lutke completes the battery for the Evergreens. A ball and a strike to Logan Murphy. Evergreens with 2 runs in the first on 1 hit and 2 errors, both on the same play. Allowed the first of the 2 runs to score. The second run came in on a bases-loaded walk. Lutke's pitch is down low. 2-2. Check with Blue. Are we at 3-3? Yes, I believe we are. Right behind home plate, our home plate umpire, catcher and batter, can undoubtedly hear us chattering away. Lutke's pitch overhand. It is 3-1 now. That pitch missed down low. D.C. Everest Baseball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. So with Lutke up by 2 runs in the early going, you'd like to see him throw strikes and challenge pitchers here. He's had a little trouble finding the strike zone. Gets that 3-1 pitch over, and the count goes full. Our ballpark here at Lakeland is small. Small in a couple of ways. This is probably the closest that fans get to the action here. Backstop is right behind home plate. 3-2 pitch is down low, and Logan Murphy has walked. This is also the smallest field that we will play on in terms of playing dimensions. At Lakeland High School, they really don't have a lot of open space. All the athletic fields are kind of crammed together. Our football field is just down the first base line, shares some of the bleacher area here. 3-0-2 down the left field line, 3-27 to right field, and to straightaway center, it's only 3-55. Here comes James Bant, and the first pitch from Lutke is a fastball that Bant fouls back into the screen. Down, no balls and one strike. It is a very nice facility. I mean, I prefer a bigger playing surface. I mean, I'd like to see a deep center field where speed and defense are at a premium. And that's just not the way this ballpark is. But what I like here, what makes this one of the favorite ballparks that we've seen, pitches over for a strike, no balls, two strikes. I like how close the fans get here. It really does have an intimate feel here at Lakeland, and that makes baseball even more fun when you feel like you're a part of what the players are experiencing on the diamond. Throw over to first. Logan Murphy there by a walk is diving back safely. Got our concession stand and our scorer's shack right behind us. Our location, again, is right behind the backstop at home plate. Pitch, swing, and a miss. And down on strikes is James Bant. Chased a high one from Sean Lutke for the first out. Luke Kishka, the second baseman, comes to bat. Kishka's got an error to atone for. In that play where the Evergreens scored their first run, a bouncer to Kishka was mishandled. His throw over to first base pulled the first baseman off the bag. And then first baseman, Trevor Roseski, tried to throw to third to get Mason Hagenbusch, who had strayed too far from the bag, and he threw wildly. So two errors on the same play and allowed Hagenbusch to come in from third. Pitches outside for a ball to start off Luke Kishka. One on and one out. Evergreen's up 2-0. And Sean Lutke, the lefty, with the good throw over to first base, chases Logan Murphy back. Both of these teams had very different experiences while playing in conference yesterday. The Evergreens, 9-7 winners. Comeback over West. That pitch just missed outside. Throw from the catcher down to first. Runners back. 2 balls and a strike here to Luke Kishka. Lutke's a hard thrower, and he's a lefty, so that's an unusual look for a lot of batters. His 2-1 pitch, that's on the outside corner, called strike two. John Aguirre awaits on deck. I believe we saw Aguirre play basketball for Lakeland. Yes? Yes. And I believe because that was a home game, 2-2 pitch coming here off speed, left up high, and the count goes full. So on the road, sometimes we don't have anyone to help us with our pronunciations. I believe Aguirre was actually Aguirre when we played basketball. And here at Lakeland, we've got it right. One out, runner on. 3-2 pitch from Lutke to Kishka. Here it comes. That was ball four. Instead, he fouls it off. Hit and run was on. And again, 3-2 when you put the runner in motion. Batter's got to protect. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. When you come out to the game, share your photographs with everyone. If you use Instagram, use the hashtag DCEverest. If you're not at the game, hear all of our podcasts, blogs, and photographs from all the Evergreens action on everythingevergreens.com. Throw over to first, and the runner is back safely. Even though Lakeland has only one runner on and one out, swing and a miss, got him. Just saying, it seems like this first inning is taking a long time to get through. Lutke has 2 strikeouts, and here comes John Aguirre, the center fielder. Aguirre looks like he's under 6 feet. but broad shoulders. Looks like a compact kid that packs a little bit of power. And you would imagine that indeed he does, batting in the cleanup spot for the Thunderbirds. Lutke is trying to strand that runner at first base. Instead, he throws over. You know, not only is Lutke's move tricky, I think that time he cheated a little bit. It looked to me like he was stepping towards home plate, even though he threw over to first. Lefties kind of get that little bit of an advantage on what could be a balk move. Off-speed pitch that Lutke drops in for a strike. First time we've seen Lutke throw something off-speed over the plate. And they drop that one right in. Altered his delivery, too. Dropped down to three-quarters delivery. 0-1 pitch. Fastball there is smacked into left field. No calling for it as Mike Plaza got under it. Wynn got a hold of that. And Mike Plaza makes the catch to bring the inning to an end. So Lutke gets out of the inning after leaving a leadoff walk, stranded at first base. The Thunderbirds do not score, and at the end of one inning, the Evergreens lead 2-0. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Yeehaw! Brokaw! Wausau Flea Market, the Wausau area's biggest flea market, is open for the season. Head to the farm on Brokaw Corner Saturday from 8 to 5 and Sundays from 8 to 3. Browse antiques, collectibles, handmade crafts, and more. Want to be a Wausau Flea Market vendor? Booth spaces are still available. Yeehaw, Brokaw! Wausau Flea Market, open every Saturday and Sunday, located at the farm on Brokaw Corners.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Lakeland, where the Evergreens are on the bat for the top of the second inning with a 2-0 lead against Ryan McEnroe, and Ryan Kell will bat. 9-1-2 in the Evergreens batting order. First pitch to Kell is over for a strike. McEnroe had those control problems back in the first inning. He allowed three walks and walked in a run, but the Evergreens also left the bases loaded, so they could have gotten more. Pitch there to Kell. He's down quickly, no balls, two strikes. McEnroe gave up that leadoff single to Mason Hagenbush, which is the only hit the Evergreens have recorded so far. Tries to get Alex Kell to chase, and he held off on a curveball that landed down low. One ball and two strikes. Alex Kell for the season, 15 of 44, that's a .341 batting average. Laid off again on the tricky breaking ball, it's 2-2. So Alex Kell does not go cheaply, and he's earned a 2-2 pitch. Fastball here, smacked just foul down the third base line, not by much. If Alex Kell could have straightened that out by a foot or two, it would have been down the left field line for extra bases. Instead, back to the plate we go for a 2-2 pitch. Evergreens with two in the first, and that's where we are right now. 2-0, top of the second inning. Kell waiting 2-2. That's an off-speed pitch, and it's popped up down the left field line. Drifting towards the foul line, back in fair territory, is Brett Slavinsky, who makes the catch. And Alex Kell is retired. Mason Hagenbusher to bat now. Hagenbusher DHs today. And first ball is chopped off the plate. Coming off the mound is McEnroe. Throw over to first. Hagenbusher was busting it down the line, but he's out by a step. Yeah, Hagenbusher chopped that right into the ground off of home plate. Kyle Zableski to bat. Hagenbusher is DHing for Sean Lutke, the pitcher. Two up and two down here in the top of the second, and Kyle Zableski now to bat. Zableski struck out his first time and takes strike one. PC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Here's a ground ball to short. It's a slow roller. Logan Murphy's going to have to hurry. Throw. They got him by a step. It's a three-up, three-down inning. Much improved for Ryan McEnroe of the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Baseman's invites you to stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. At the end of an inning and a half, it's D.C. Everest 2, Lakeland nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Tommy, and welcome back up north. We're in Minocqua for the bottom of the second inning, Lakeland and D.C. Everest. And first ball swinging is Brett Slavinsky. Slavinsky puts it into the corner. That's a fair ball down the left field line. And he's legging out a stand-up double to begin the bottom of the second for Lakeland. And Slavinsky hit that fastball from Sean Lutke on a line into the corner. The foul lines get pretty narrow here at Lakeland. In fact, the left field foul pole is right up in the corner between the barrier fence and where the home run barrier begins. So not a lot of room for that ball to roll around out there. Mike Plaza retrieved it. And Ryan McEnroe, the starting pitcher, will try and help himself with a runner at second to lead off the bottom of the second inning. Lutke's pitch over for strike one. You might ask, do these two teams have any common opponents this season? And the answer is yes. They would have had more common opponents if it wasn't for rainouts and postponements and snowouts. The Evergreens, for instance, were scheduled to play Medford and Mosinee, both games that got canceled and get rescheduled. Those are teams that are in Lakeland's conference. The one common opponent, the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Lakeland beat Wausau East 4-3, and the Evergreens beat the Lumberjacks earlier in the season 7-2. Pitches outside to McEnroe. Pitch there, off-speed pitch. Nice pitch from Sean Lutke. Drops in for a strike. 1-1 here with a runner on second. A single to the outfield brings in the first run of the ball game for the Thunderbirds. With McEnroe with a ground ball to the right side, he'll move the runner over. Off-speed pitch, grounded to third. Bobbled by Cody Cocker, picks it up, throws across the diamond. Safe, pulled the runner off the base. Throwing error from Cody Cocker. Cocker committed an error yesterday and has committed one today. And Cocker misplayed that chance in two ways. First, bobbled the ball, and then second, had time with an accurate throw. An accurate throw would have gotten McEnroe. Instead, the throw was towards the home plate side and pulled first baseman Brady Burrell off the bag. So now there are runners on the corners with none out for Trevor Roseski. Right-handed batter against lefty Sean Lutke. Lutke looks at that runner, bunting. Wow, they were trying to safety squeeze that runner in from third. It's bunted back into the screen. You know, you might see the double steal here with runners on first and second, but trailing by two runs. They're trying to bunt that runner home. Trevor Roseski taking a long look at his coach down the third base line. He's squaring to bunt again. Runner is creeping home. Bunts high. It's in foul territory, and it's caught on the fly by Brady Burrell. Unable to execute. The runner stays at third, and the Evergreens have their first out. You know, on a play like that, not sure you really want to bunt down the first baseline. You want to bunt down the third baseline. Because if the runner gets ahead of the third baseman coming in, he's going to beat the throw to the plate. That's how you get that run in. Instead, Roseski fails to move the runner over, fails to get the run in from third, and Nick Peterson will bat. Double play gets the Evergreens out of the inning with runners on the corners and one out. We're playing the bottom of the second. And they've got the runner picked off. And the runner is going to get into second base as Lutke's throw came behind the runner to first. When he's got the runner picked off like that, he's got to come off the mound and throw to second. Then the worst-case scenario is the runner would just retreat to first. Instead, Ryan McEnroe, who was picked off there, is going to get credit for a stolen base as he's safe at second. And the pitch there to Nick Peterson is down low for a ball. So a hit to the outfield could potentially tie this game here in the early going. Lutke operating now with runners on second and third. Throws a strike. One ball, one strike. And again, Lutke deserves better than the situation he finds himself in. That runner on second base is there because of an error. It's a ball and a strike with one out. Lutke trying to work out of a jam here. Here's his pitch. Misses down low. Two balls and a strike. Should Peterson reach, the bases could be loaded for the number nine hitter, Sam Killian, who awaits on deck. Lutke comes set, looks back at that runner at second, aimed that one, and misses with his fastball down low. Three balls and a strike.
Perfect pitch, Sal. Gotta be perfect pitch.
It would figure that Lutke's got to come in with something to hit here. Don't want to issue a walk to load up the bases. See if Nick Peterson can take advantage. 3-1 pitch. Did he hold up? They're going to say that was just down low. Uh-oh. Little chatter from the Evergreens bench. That was a borderline pitch. Instead, it is ball four. Nick Peterson walks, and the bases are loaded for Sam Killian with only one out. So the Evergreens' 2-0 lead looks a little in jeopardy here. DC Everest Baseball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home all this season, a proud supporter of DC Everest Sports. First pitch to Sam Killian, misses inside. Yeah, so many times with the bases loaded, the batter's got to take if you want to see if the pitcher is going to find the plate. Killian was taking, and it's ball one. Logan Murphy, top of the Thunderbirds batting order, awaits on deck. Evergreens are playing the infield back. They're looking for two. And Lutke's trying to be a little too fine now. He misses down low. It's two balls and no strikes. Killian as the number nine batter, probably taking here as he waits a 2-0 pitch. Lakeland fans sensing that this is their rally. Here it comes, and again missing down low. All three pitches to Killian have been down low, that the mechanics have been identical, all three pitches for Lutke, and the mechanics have been wrong all three times. Same release point, same kind of over the top. And then missing the bottom part of the strike zone. So catcher Zach Hancock goes out to talk to his pitcher. And now returns behind the plate as Sean Lutke is going to have to deal at 3-0. Sean Lutke could throw underhand because this is going to be a take here. Got to throw a strike with the bases loaded, and he does. And he did not take a little off. He reached back and threw his regular fastball. Three balls and one strike now. I would think at 3-1, you probably let Killian swing away here. 3-2, off-speed pitch, and just missed inside. That was close. Killian has walked with the bases loaded. And now each pitcher has walked a run in. Our score becomes 2-1. Brett Slavinsky scores from third base. Bases are still loaded with Thunderbirds, and we come to the top of the order. And there's still only one out. Logan Murphy walked his first time up. Lutke's pitch to him bounced that in front of the plate, and Zach Hancock had to block it. And now Coach Dave Langbin asks for time. He's going to come out and is going to talk to Sean Lutke. Lukey is now digging at the mound like he doesn't like his landing point. Or perhaps he's looking for an excuse in the dirt. I mean, he's missed consistently now since loading the bases. The Evergreens do not have anyone throwing in the bullpen, so for now, this is Lutke's jam to get out of. And the jam is one run in, only one out, and the base is loaded. Coach Langbin's visit to the mound is a short one. He's headed back to the dugout. Logan Murphy had stepped out of the batter's box, and now he's back in. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut for Logan Murphy, and the count evens with a ball and a strike. The next two men in the Lakeland batting order, both strikeout victims, first time through the order. 1-1 pitch, Lutke to Murphy, and that's over for strike two. So maybe that visit to the mound came at just the right time. Lutke's been a little more accurate in the strike zone since then. Battle back to a ball and two strikes. Logan Murphy's got to shorten up and try and make some contact here with the bases loaded. Needs to put the ball in play. Off speed pitch. Bounce back to the mound. Play is coming to home, and Sean Lutke just threw it over his catcher's head. He was two-thirds of the way in from the mound at point-blank range, and everybody is safe on Sean Lutke's throwing error. It's hard to imagine that he missed his catcher by that much from being that close. Lutke was a third of the way in when he fielded that grounder right back to the box and threw wildly to the plate over Zach Hancock's head. A run scores, and the ball game is tied on the Evergreens' error. It is Everest's second error of the inning, and now we're knotted back at 2-2. And at this point, Lutke should be out of the inning. This is popped up behind home plate. Is there room there for Zach Hancock? First baseman Brady Burrell and Hancock collide with each other, and the ball falls safely to the ground. Hancock overran the ball. Brady Burrell, who probably should have called him off, really got in his way. And that should be an out, and it's not. Been a frustrating inning for the Evergreens, as Lakeland has tied the game 2-2, and you get the feeling that the Thunderbirds may not be done yet. No balls and a strike to James Bant. Bant waits for a moment as Zach Hancock, he collided with first baseman Brady Burrell. Hancock taking an extra moment to get his helmet back on. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. So the Evergreens scored two in the first. Lakeland answers with two here in the second. Still only one out, and the bases still loaded with Thunderbirds. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Luke Kishka awaits on deck. You know, what's frustrating about that error, too, if Lukey makes an accurate throw to the catcher, Hancock could have thrown down to first. We could have had an inning-ending double play. Instead, a run scores. Base is still loaded. Off-speed pitch. Here's a grounder to the left side, and it gets through. Just out of the range of Cody Cocker. It will score only one run because it was hit so slowly. But the RBI base is loaded single for James Bant. Now gives the Thunderbirds a 3-2 lead. So for the first time in the ballgame, the Evergreens are playing from behind. Nick Peterson scored on the RBI single. Bases are still loaded. Here comes the eighth man to bat in the inning. It's Luke Kishka.
I know, first time ever.
Our field microphones picked it up. That was the chat from Nick Peterson. Peterson actually got on by walk. Courtesy runner coming in here. James Bant is going to be pinch run for, and the Evergreens are going to make a pitching change here. Sean Lutke's day is done, and the Evergreens are choosing Ryan Kell to come in relief. While Ryan Kell takes his warm-up tosses, we'll take a one-minute break. 3-2 with one out in the bottom of the second, and Lakeland is still batting. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckhorn!
Welcome back to Minocqua, where the Evergreens are calling on Ryan Kell to try and put out this fire. The bases are loaded with only one out as we play the bottom of the second inning. And Ryan Kell now pitches to the number three batter, Luke Kishka, and he's on the outside corner for a strike. You'd really like to see Ryan Kell work ahead in the batting order. Bases loaded here, so he comes in with very little margin for error. We saw Alex Kell close out the game yesterday. Second pitch is foul down the first base line. So Kell is now up in the count, no balls, two strikes. Strikeout would really come in handy here. Sean Lutke, who was staked to a 2-0 lead, gave them all back. That third run came in on his throwing error. Lutke worked only 1 1/3 innings. He allowed two hits. Two strikeouts, three walks, and he's responsible for all three batters. Ground ball to short. Forced to second, there's one, nope, dropped at second base, they're going to say the runner's out. They're going to say that the ball was caught and then dropped on the transfer from Nathan Sleaford. So that will be the second out, a run will come in on the ground out, and it is 4-2. So Luke Kishka reaches on the fielder's choice. James Bant is retired with a force at second. I'm not sure if that's the right call there. I thought that Nathan Sleaford, the second baseman, did not get that throw cleanly at second base. Infield umpire disagrees with me, and the Evergreens will gladly take the out. John Aguirre becomes the ninth Thunderbird to bat. And again, on that force out at second, a run came in, so our score is now 4-2. Lakeland's got four in the inning. But there are now two outs. And Ryan Kell can bring this inning to a close with the fastball down low. Aguirre is looking down, getting his sign from his third base coach. The force out leaves runners on the corners with two outs. Throw over to first. Diving back in safely is Luke Kishka. Looking ahead to the top of the third as the Evergreens will be playing from behind. They'll have 3, 4, and 5 in their batting order. Mike Plaza will lead off once the Evergreens get this final out. Fastball's on the outside corner. Runner at first is stealing second. The Evergreens are not going to bite on a double steal, so they'll let Luke Kishka take the stolen base in the name of keeping that runner over at third. So now there are two in scoring position. And John Aguirre steps into the batter's box waiting on a 1-1 pitch from Ryan Kell. Kell checks the runner at second. Off-speed pitch is up high. I don't like that pitch selection at all. If you're going to give up a hit and you're going to have two runs come in, which is what would happen here if Aguirre sent it to the outfield, I'd want him to beat me on my best pitch. And for Ryan Kell, that's his fastball. Fastball there, swings and misses. Aguirre chased one that was up high. It is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Ryan Kell, who came in with the bases loaded, he's given up a run since coming in, which is charged to Lutke. Now a pitch away from getting out of this. Trying to get him to chase an off-speed pitch, and it stayed up high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now, I suppose you don't have to pitch to Aguirre here. You could take your chances with Brett Slavinsky. He started off this inning with a double, and he'd be coming to bat with the bases loaded if you don't get Aguirre here. Here is the 3-2 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss, and the inning comes to an end. Brian Kell needed that strikeout, and he got it. Lakeland tallies four times, but they leave the bases loaded. At the end of two, our new score, Lakeland 4, D.C. Everest 2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Now I'd like to
Jason
spend some time here for a
Smith
public service announcement. Just a day after obtaining the number one overall pick, the Cleveland Cavaliers say their phones are ringing off the hook with people calling interested in trading for the number one pick. Are you on drugs in Cleveland thinking that you should trade the number one overall pick? Why are you even answering the phone?
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
The top of the third inning is on, and Mike Plaza will lead off for the Evergreens. Plaza got under one and flied out to center field first at bat. And now the Evergreens are batting from behind for the first time in the ballgame, Lakeland leading 4-2. McEnroe's first pitch is on the outside corner, strike one. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference? Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Off-speed pitch, flying to center field. John Aguirre moves to his right and makes the catch. And Mike Plaza is 0-2. You'd like to see Mike Plaza be a little more selective. He swung there and just punched at a pitch that was down low and outside of the strike zone. Cody Cocker, who reached on an error, will bat now. Cocker scored one of the Evergreens' two runs in that first inning. Since then, though, McEnroe has retired the last five batters he's seen, and he starts Cody Cocker off with a strike. Nice Lakeland crowd has gathered here and down the first baseline. Hey, there are a lot of Evergreens fans here, too. I believe some have some Northwoods plans for the three-day holiday weekend. And here's a well-hit ball to center field. Center fielder Aguirre going way back. Is the ballpark going to hold it? It is over the fence. A home run to dead center field for Cody Cocker. Center field is not particularly deep, but Cody Cocker sent that one, a good 5 or 10 feet over the center field wall to the deepest part of the ballpark, and it's 4-3. Cody Cocker gets the Evergreen second hit, and he takes Ryan McEnroe out of here, making our score 4-3. Here comes Wyatt Brown. And nice contact here from Cody Cocker. Wyatt Brown steps in. Wyatt Brown, his first ball swinging, and fouls it back to the screen right in front of our broadcast position. Love to see Wyatt Brown get on base. In Wyatt Brown's batting average, let's see, we'll give you the updated stat in just a moment. An even 200, 11 of 55. Takes a ball there. It's one ball, one strike. You just love to see, batting average aside, I'd like to see Wyatt Brown get on base more. Here's a line drive to left field. You bet. Just like we ordered, Wyatt Brown's got a line drive single. Put it right in front of Brett Slavinsky, who bobbled the ball for a moment, but Wyatt Brown does not advance beyond first base. And the Evergreens have put back-to-back hits together against Ryan McEnroe. Here comes Brady Burrell. Speed at first with Wyatt Brown here. Lakeland may not realize that Wyatt Brown is the fastest player in the Valley Conference, so he is a threat to steal. You just don't get a lot of scouting when you're playing people out of your conference here. Lakeland, Great Northern, Evergreens, Valley Conference. Wyatt Brown going on the first pitch, throw down to second, and they got him. Wyatt Brown is gunned down by James Bant. That was a nice throw down by Bant. And Wyatt Brown is erased on the base pads. He becomes the second out. So now Brady Burrell, at no balls and a strike, is hitting with the bases empty. And here is McEnroe's pitch. That's bounced down low, 1-1. We really could not have ordered up a more perfect day for baseball. Not a cloud in the sky, winds are calm. We were at 64 degrees at first pitch. Just very, very comfortable. Pitch to Brady Burrell is down low, 2 balls and a strike. And we were saying towards the end of the Walsall West game yesterday, well, it was about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than what we have today, and it was windy. That wind really put a chill into you towards the end of that ballgame. Pitch to Brady Burrell is up high. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Burrell walked his first time and is getting closer to getting another free pass here from Ryan McEnroe. So McEnroe looked like he had found his groove and now has lost it a little bit. Here's a line drive, left field line, hooking foul. Burrell turned on that fastball, just didn't get it straightened out. Count now is full with 2 outs. Evergreen started the inning down by 2. They've gotten one of those runs back on Cody Cocker's home run to center field. 3-2 pitch to Burrell, off speed pitch lined over the stop's head, a base hit. Brady Burrell takes a big turn, thought about taking a second base, instead retreats back to first. So Brady Burrell didn't play yesterday and is 5-for-5 in his last 5 plate appearances. And now with 2 outs, Zach Hancock will bat. We had said a couple of games ago, you know, the Evergreens' postseason chances look a lot different if they can get one more bat going. Mason Hagenbusher has been consistently good. Alex Kell has hit. Mike Plaza, his batting average, his body of work speaks for himself. Pitch to Zach Hancock is down low for a ball. If you give the Evergreens one more bat, just makes the lineup look that much tougher in the postseason. And maybe it is Brady Burrell. It is Burrell of all the other players in the lineup who seems to be heating up down the stretch here. Pitch to Hancock, misses, 2 balls and no strikes. Burrell's at first with 2 outs. Brady Burrell with not that good speed over there. Do you take a chance to try and get him down to second in the scoring position? He's got a big lead. He is not going. Pitches outside to Hancock. 3 balls and no strikes. You know what? Maybe it is that Ryan McEnroe also struggles when he has to change his pitching motion with runners on. Seems to have trouble finding the plate when he's got to throw from that short set. Misses inside, and that's a 4-pitch walk. Zach Hancock has now walked both of his plate appearances. Runners on first and second for Nathan Sleaford. Evergreens are going to bring in a courtesy runner for catcher Zach Hancock. Jordan Ellenbecker will be asked to run in Hancock's place. Sleaford's ground out ended the first inning. Left the bases loaded, so Sleaford has stranded 3 runners and would not like to strand the 2 more who are out there now. Hit to the outfield with Tyus again. A little bit of a delay here as our home plate umpire wants a new baseball. He's got one now. First and second, 2 outs for Nathan Sleaford. McEnroe tried to quick pitch down on the dirt. It's a wild pitch, and the runners will advance. Now there are 2 in scoring position. There was nothing normal about McEnroe's mechanics there. He came set for just a minute, almost as if he was going to quick pitch there. And all he did when he was out of his rhythm there is throw wildly, allowing the courtesy runner to move up to second and Brady Burrell to move up to third. Pitch there is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Now, if I was McEnroe or if I was coaching from the bench here, with the runners on second and third, I'd have him throw regular motion. Regular leg kick, no need to sidestep here with runners on first and second and third. He missed outside again. 3 balls and no strikes. If Sleaford gets to first, Alex Kell would bat with the bases loaded. 3-2 pitch, and that is ball 4. So McEnroe just loses the plate altogether from time to time. Seven of his last eight pitches have been out of the strike zone. Back-to-back walks to load up the bases. Burrell at third, Ellenbecker at second, and Nathan Sleaford at first. Bases are loaded for Alex Kell, and the first pitch is high and in for ball one. We are playing the top of the third inning. Lakeland leads 4-3, but the Evergreens are trying to be opportunistic to get even. That pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. So, I mean, for Lakeland, the question becomes, how long do you stay with McEnroe when he has runners on base, can't seem to throw a strike? Took something off there, tried to aim that, and he missed again outside. Was just trying to throw a lollipop over the plate and still could not. 3-0. So Alex Kell is going to take here to try and get a walk-in, which would tie the ball game. Here's the pitch. And it is down low, a bases-loaded walk, and that ties the ball game. Back-to-back-to-back walks from Ryan McEnroe. Brady Burrell is forced in from third, and our game is tied once again, 4-4. And we come to the top of the batting order with Mason Hagenbusher ready to bat. All of this coming with two outs. So the Evergreens have sent four men to the plate with two outs, and all have reached. Pitch to Mason Hagenbusher is over for a strike, and Ryan McEnroe really needed to get ahead of a batter here, and he did. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Pitch to Hagenbusher, that one is over. No balls and two strikes. Telusti and Kennedy SC, Attorneys at Law, call for a free consultation. Hagenbusher's got to make contact here. 0-2 pitch is on the way, curveball left up high. That didn't break. This is really a perfect venue for baseball, even if it hasn't been such a well-played game so far. Tied 4-4, off-speed pitch again, just outside. Two balls, two strikes. McEnroe's probably got to come inside with a fastball here since the bases are loaded. Here comes his 2-2 pitch. It is, misses inside, and the count goes full with the bases loaded. So the pressure here shifts back to the pitcher. Ryan McEnroe cannot afford another walk. It would cost him the lead at this point of the game. Everyone's going with two outs, swing and a miss, and Mason Hagenbusher goes down on strikes and leaves the bases loaded. The Evergreens do get two runs in, and the game is tied again. Bottom of the third inning coming up next. D.C. Everest 4, Lakeland 4 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
It's Memorial Day weekend and the official start of the grilling season. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no! Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors, all natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break, weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
We are Fox Sports!
Lakeland sent nine men to the plate and scored four runs in the second. Brett Slavinsky started it off with a double, and he will lead off the top of the bottom of the third against Ryan Kell. First ball hitting, line drive to center field, and Slavinsky is two for two. That's a single in front of center fielder Wyatt Brown. We can now close the book on Sean Lutke, who was taken out with the bases loaded in the second inning. With the game tied 4-4, Lutke will be no decisioned in this ballgame. He pitched one and a third innings. He gave up four runs, two of them were earned. His defense committed two errors behind him, By the way, Lutke was responsible for a throwing error with the bases loaded to the plate. Ryan McEnroe, the opposing pitcher, swings and misses for strike one. Lutke struck out two and walked three. And again, he will neither be the winner or losing pitcher, as the game is tied now 4-4. And Ryan McEnroe asks for time, and it's granted. McEnroe is probably the tallest kid on the Lakeland team as well. Stepping off the mound is Ryan Kell to chase that runner back to first base. Slavinsky is on first with a leadoff single, looking to bunt the runner over, taken up high. Snap throw down to second, down to first, the runner is back. Slavinsky scored the Lakeland first run of the ballgame, a double, advancing on the error from Cody Cocker, and then scoring when Sam Killian drove him in. Bottom of the third, tied 4-4. Here is the 1-1 pitch to Ryan McEnroe. Looks to bunt, lays it down the third base line. Played by Cody Cocker, throw to first, bad throw. Bounced in front of Brady Burrell, goes up the line, everybody's safe. Cody Cocker should probably not have thrown. That bunt was placed perfectly, and I don't think even with a good throw he would have gotten the out. Instead, Cody Cocker is assessed an error, the third against the Evergreens today. It is Cocker's second error of the ball game, and with none out, there are runners on first and third. Trevor Roseski to bat now. They played a little game with me when we were going over the starting lineups of how do you say Trevor's last name? R-O-S-Z-C-Z-E-W-S-K-Y. Double Z's. Roseski. And he was squaring to bunt before the pitch was even delivered by Ryan Kell. Kell stepped off the rubber and did not throw to home. Instead, looks the runner's back. Roseski fouled out down the first base line his first time up. Actually, he fouled out while trying to put down a bunt, but he popped up into the air. So maybe asking him to execute or do a better job here. He is swinging away and fouls it back. Strike one. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Ryan Kell working in relief of Sean Lutke, squaring to bunt here, pushed down the third base line. They have the runner in the rundown, and now the runner retreats safely to third, and there's no throw to first. So that's got to be an infield hit for Trevor Roseski. Roseski bunted, and Cody Cocker was indecisive at third base. In Cocker's defense, there was no one covering third base, and the shortstop has got to get over there and cover third if you want to get that runner in a rundown. So now the bases are loaded. Nobody out in a tie 4-4 game. Nick Peterson to bat. Now, although Cody Cocker has not assessed an error on that play, that's a mental error, not knowing where to go. And here's a line drive to center field. Wyatt Brown is there to make the catch. Tagging from third base and scoring is the lead runner, Brett Slavinsky. Hit on a line, Nick Peterson will get credit for a sacrifice. And now it is 5-4. Lakeland retakes the lead. I think, all things being equal, the Evergreens are happy to trade the out, because what you want to guard against is the big inning. And there is still the potential for that big inning when you consider the bases are loaded. But now there is one down. And Sam Killian is ready to bat. Killian? No. Killian to bat. And he is first ball swinging. And this has popped up to the outfield. Mike Plaza in left field makes the catch. And runners will not advance. So Killian flies out, and now there are two down. I had said the bases are loaded. That's incorrect after the sacrifice fly. There are runners on first and second only. Logan Murphy, the leadoff batter, now takes his turn with two outs. There are runners on first and second. Lakeland has already planted a run here in the bottom of the third to retake the lead 5-4. Off-speed pitch misses outside from Ryan Kell. Hey, and that run, which moved over on an error, would be unearned. So only two of the five runs that have been played by the Thunderbirds are earned runs. Suddenly the Evergreens defense is a sometimes thing. The defense was better yesterday against West. Now it looks like it's back in the tank. That pitch is a ball to Logan Murphy. He's ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. Murphy reached on the throwing error on what really was a key play for early in the game. The bases were loaded. That ball is hit hard but foul down the first base line. Two balls and a strike. The key play, Logan Murphy tapped it back to the mound and pitcher Sean Lutke. With the bases loaded, Lutke came home and threw wildly over the head of catcher Zach Hancock. And it was the shortest throw you could imagine. Probably about two-thirds of the distance between the pitcher's mound and the plate, so maybe it's a 40-foot throw. Still unable to make it accurately. Off-speed pitch. Nice pitch from Ryan Kell. Drops in for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. So now Ryan Kell is one pitch away from getting out of the bottom of the third. 2-3-4 in the Evergreens batting order to bat in the fourth inning. And hopefully they'll come up down by only one. Here is Ryan Kell's 2-2 pitch. It's a ground ball to short. Fielded there, forced to second to bring the inning to an end. Alex Kell to Nathan Sleaford to bring the inning to a close. Lakeland gets two hits, and they score a run on a sacrifice fly to center. The Thunderbirds retake the lead at the end of three. It's Lakeland 5, the Evergreens 4. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back and forth we go in this ball game. We have seen four lead changes already, and we're ready for the top of the fourth inning. Evergreens are trailing 5-4. Kyle Zableski, Mike Plaza, and Cody Cocker ready to bat. 2-3-4 in the Evergreens order. Ryan McEnroe is out again to work the fourth inning for the Thunderbirds. Evergreens touched him up for three hits, but left the bases loaded in the third inning. They also left the bases loaded in the first. Off-speed pitch over from McEnroe to Zableski, strike one. Kyle is 0-2, a strikeout and a groundout. Yeah, Evergreens left the bases loaded in the first and bases loaded in the third. Pitch is down low. It's a ball and a strike. Catcher James Bant's uniform no longer tucked in. Sloppy looking behind the plate. Maybe it's just because of our view. Off-speed pitch again thrown over for a strike to Zableski. Yeah, McEnroe, yeah, I've got him figured out. McEnroe is a much better pitcher with no one on base because he likes that high leg kick, which he can't use when there's a runner on. Pitch misses down low. It's two balls, two strikes. So the Evergreens doubly help themselves, and they get a runner on. They mess with the pitcher's mechanics and give themselves a chance to score. Off-speed pitch smacked to the left side, right at shortstop Logan Murphy. Murphy's throw got him. So Kyle Zableski grounds to short and is the first out in the fourth inning. Here's Mike Plaza. Plaza may be a little frustrated here. 0-2, two flyouts to center. Got underneath one and popped out. And then not so good for the pitch selection for his second out. Went down low and tried to golf at a pitch that was outside the strike zone. McEnroe's first pitch to Plaza is a fastball that's down low for ball one. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Fastball is on the outside corner there. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreens trying to get a run back. They trail now 5-4. DC Everest led 2-0. Plaza, off-speed pitch, pops this one up. It's on the infield. Second baseman going back, calling and catching Luke Kiska has just retired Mike Plaza. Evergreens had a 2-0 lead. Lakeland came back and scored 4, led 4-2. Evergreens battled back to a tie, 4-4, only to give up a run in the bottom of the third inning to bring us to 5-4 where we are now. There are two outs and none on. Here comes Cody Cocker. Cody's got something to talk about. He homered his last time up. Off-speed pitch is a high strike to Cody Cocker. Cocker took McEnroe right over the center field fence, the 355 mark. Yes, it's not a very big ballpark here. 1-0 pitch. Another off-speed pitch to Cocker, and again it's over. No balls, two strikes. Yep. McEnroe's mechanics let him throw that off-speed pitch for strikes when no one's on base. I don't think we've seen him throw the curve for a strike when he's had to deal with a runner on. Off-speed pitch there. Steady diet of off-speed pitches. And the sound you hear is our baseball hitting our field microphone. On a foul ball to the screen. Hit it in just the right spot. No balls, two strikes. Two outs and none on. Pitch, off-speed pitch, ground ball, slow roller to short. Logan Murphy with another chance. Quickly up and over, and it's a three-up, three-down inning. Two ground outs and a pop-out, and the Evergreens go quietly in their half of the fourth inning. Lakeland to bat in the bottom of the fourth. When we come back, the Thunderbirds are leading the Evergreens 5-4. And we're back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Need that MLB coverage?
This, Donner and Big McLaren!
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye!
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
It is out of here! Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by... Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports.
We are Fox Sports!
Ryan Kell, who came on in relief of Sean Lutke in the second inning, is back out to work the top of the bottom of the fourth here. James Bant, Luke Kiska, and John Aguirre. 2-3-4 in the Lakeland batting order to bat against Kell. Kell has only one run that's charged to him, and it's an unearned run. A runner that advanced thanks to an error. The first pitch is an off-speed pitch down low, a ball to Bant. 1-2, single, forced out at second when he reached, and a strikeout. There's a sinking line drive to left field. Mike Plaza coming in and makes the catch. And James Bant is retired. That is the first time in the ball game that the Evergreens have retired the lead runner. Luke Kiska reached on a fielder's choice and struck out. He was left stranded at second in that four-run second inning. Let's not forget, Lakeland did have the bases loaded in addition to the four runs they scored, so the Thunderbirds could have gotten more there. Pitches up high for a ball to Luke Kiska. John Aguirre 0-2, waits on deck. Kell's 1-0 pitch. That's bounced down the left field line. It's a fair ball. Just went over the bag and goes into the corner. It's going to be a long single. Mike Plaza misses the cutoff man, throws wildly, and it'll be another base for Luke Kiska. A hit and then a throwing error assessed to Mike Plaza. So Plaza does something good, hustling over there to prevent the double. And then throwing back to the infield, throws it right over the head of his cutoff man. And he wasn't even making a play trying to hold the runner there. He was just trying to throw the ball back into the infield. And threw it right over Alex Kell's head and allows the runner to move up to second base. For the Evergreens, it's their fourth error. Here comes John Aguirre. Starts him off with an off-speed pitch he does not chase. And it ends up out of the strike zone for a ball. Aguirre flied out to Plaza in left and struck out. Evergreen's trying to keep this at a one-run deficit. Ryan Kell stepped off the mound and faked the throw to second. And Luke Kiska retreats. One out and one on as we play the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Kell comes set, throws over to second. Nathan Sleaford at the bag, runner is back. I'd be more concerned here with getting the runner at the plate. Lakeland trying to build on this one-run lead. Here's the pitch. Fouled back for a strike. One ball, one strike. Today's D.C. Everest broadcast for the start of this Memorial Day holiday weekend brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Ministry St. Clair is a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. One ball, one strike to Aguirre. Evergreen started with left-handed thrower Sean Ludke. He left after one and a third innings. Now it's right-hander Ryan Kell on in relief. Off-speed pitch with a runner on is over. Ball and two strikes. It's a nice pitch from Ryan Kell. Breaking away from batter John Aguirre. Pitcher's pitch there. One and two. Pitch there is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan overthrew there. Our next Evergreens broadcast is Tuesday. So the team gets the long holiday weekend off. No practice on Monday for Memorial Day. The Evergreens on Tuesday play their final home game of the regular season against Merrill. Team they lost to 8-5 earlier in the year. Off-speed pitch there, hit it. A curveball that stayed inside, and John Aguirre took it in the small of his back. Looked like it didn't hurt. Again, it was a curveball. The local, not the express. Brett Slavinsky is 2-for-2. Double and a single. He scored both times. So Slavinsky has been the hottest of the Lakeland batters. Lakeland has 5 runs on 5 hits. One out and runners on first and second. Pitch to Slavinsky. It's down low. Gets away from the catcher, but not far enough. Zach Hancock had to look around to locate that ball. Moved a little bit up the first base line, but he found it. And the lead runner, Luke Kiska, at second did not advance. 1-0. Don't want to fall behind to Slavinsky. Evergreens have a force at any base with runners on first and second if Ryan can induce a ground ball here. Trying to induce a strike, and has been unable to. He misses with a fastball up high. Two balls, no strikes. A quick broadcast note. You know, on Tuesday, it is also opening day for the Wisconsin Woodchucks. So we have a Wausau East game. Then the Woodchucks game. Our D.C. Everest game will be on tape delay. And it will be late. Fastball strike on the outside corner. We will have the Everest-Merrill game after the Woodchucks game goes final, probably around 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. Yes, we know that's late. It gets a little bit complicated once the Woodchucks start playing. Again, their opening night is on the road. Here's a ground ball to first. Taking it to the bag himself is Brady Burrell, and that's the second out. The runners advance on Brett Slavinsky's ground out to the right side. So now with two outs, there are runners at second and third. This is going to be a big batter here for Ryan Kell. Can Kell get out of this inning without giving up a run? Or if he surrenders an outfield hit to Ryan McEnroe, he could fall behind by 3. A hit to the outfield could bring in 2 runs here. Because we know that the Everest-Merrill game on tape delay will be playing back ridiculously late, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Pitches up high for a ball. Start off McEnroe at one ball and no strikes. we are going to make the podcast of that game available immediately. So if you have access to a smartphone or a computer, you won't have to wait until after the Woodchucks game is over. You'll be able to hear the game immediately. Pitch there, swing and a miss of a high fastball, faking the throw down to third base and holding on to the ball is catcher Zach Hancock. It's one ball and one strike. If you are coming out to see the game, I mean, it'll be senior day, final regular season home game against the Merrill Blue Jays. First pitch will be at 5 o'clock. Podcast will begin posting probably around 6 if you can't make the game and want to hear it on the radio or through your computer. Fastball is outside, two balls and one strike to Ryan McEnroe. If the Thunderbirds can make this one-run lead hold up or if they can build on it, McEnroe stands to be the winning pitcher. After a shaky start, he's been wild at times. Two balls, one strike, big lead at third base, and Ryan Kell misses down low. He's behind in the count, three balls and one strike. McEnroe has reached on a pair of errors, both times committed by third baseman Cody Cocker. Once was a bobble and a wide throw, and the other was a mishandled sacrifice attempt. 3-2 pitch is outside there, and Ryan Kell has issued a walk to load the bases with two outs. That is only the first walk that Ryan Kell has issued. Trevor Roseski to bat. Roseski singled back in the third inning, 1-for-2. And he bats here at a big moment in the ball game. Base is loaded as we play the bottom of the fourth. First ball swinging, fouls it off, strike one. Boy, with the bases loaded, I would really think you'd take the first strike. I would be wrong. Nick Peterson awaits on deck should the inning continue. Yeah, Evergreens need this out. Don't want to fall further behind here at 5-4. Bases loaded, swing and a miss of a high strike. Pitch selection not so good there for Roseski. Should have laid off that. Instead, he took his whack, and he's down no balls, two strikes. Yeah, Ryan Kell needs to get out of this inning. He's ahead 0-2. See if he can be crafty here. Here is his pitch. A slow roller down the third base line. Foul. Roseski swung at what was going to be a ball. And he got to protect with two strikes. That pitch was going to miss down low. Instead, we're still at 0-2. Two outs and bases full of Thunderbirds. Ryan Kell needs this strike and needs this out. 0-2, off-speed pitch, got him! Swing and a miss. Trevor Roseski goes down on the off-speed pitch and leaves the bases loaded. You know what? Both teams have left the bases loaded twice in this ballgame. So each team has had the opportunity to have more than they have right now. Four innings complete, Lakeland leads D.C. Everest 5-4. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.